Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
In other news, the FDA is expected to approve people getting a different brand of COVID-19 vaccine for their booster shot, a so-called mix and match method, which means you won't have to get the same type that you got before. You can just mix and match. It's basically like the vaccine equivalent of when you go to a soda machine and you can get like a cherry vanilla diet Mountain Dew. It will spice up the vaccine conversations a little bit though, won't it? Do you know what I mean? What shot did you get? I got Fiderna. Kind of like mixing alcoholic beverages. You can do it, but should you? You know? Just remember the rule of thumb. Moderna before Pfizer, always wiser. Pfizer before Moderna, some concerner.
James Corden there on The Late Show talking about the, you know, the likelihood we're soon going to be mixing and matching our vaccine boosters, trying to figure out the perfect cocktail for us. And I'm sure a lot of people will be asking a lot of questions of doctors. Dr. Michael Bauer is here with us. He's medical director, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. How you doing, Dr. Bauer?
I'm doing just fine, Anna. How are you?
Good.
Not exactly the kind of cocktail that I had in mind, but
no. But you know, everyone. I mean, we're all going to be thinking, okay, which one do I get? Huh? Which one mixes well? Which one is better? I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of questions going to be asked about this, and we're going to be asking our primary care physicians and all kinds of things. I don't know. Do you have any guidance on that?
Well, you know, as we speak, the CDC and the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, right now are in meetings coming up with their recommendations. And when they finalize that, then it's up to Dr. Walensky to give her stamp of approval. But everything really is pointing towards this so-called mix and match way of doing it. What we do know from some limited data in the U.S., though, is that if you got J&J initially, that getting a booster with one of the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer or Moderna, really gives a much larger increase in your antibody levels. Moderna had the lead in that, but they were both quite a large difference from getting a second dose of the J&J. That notwithstanding, J&J is still a very good vaccine. So the bottom line, hopefully they're going to come out with a bit of clearer guidance for both physicians and the general public alike.
Yeah, I guess that we have to wait for that. It does seem likely to, though, does it, Dr. Bauer? This is probably going to be the way it is?
Yes, that it is pretty clear that for those that receive the J&J, there is a pretty big advantage to getting one of the mRNA vaccines. I don't know that there's going to be any great advantage if you got your original series with Pfizer to getting a Moderna or vice versa. I think either way you go with that is going to be just fine. It looks like the recommendation will probably be stick with what you got, but certainly permissible to get one of the other ones.
Okay, I see. So you would guide people, steer them toward the one they already have, but
that,
you could.
In all likelihood, yes. However, if somebody said, but I got Pfizer the first time, can I get a Moderna? You'd say, sure, they've given the approval, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there, Dr. Bauer. Hey, children ages 5 to 11, there could be some plans rolling out about vaccines for kids. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, certainly hoping for that. More meetings going on. That's going to be next week, where they're going to give a ruling on Pfizer's request for vaccinating age 5 to 11. It is the only one so far that would be approved for 5 to 11, and it would also fall under that EUA or emergency use authorization, just like the 12 to 15-year-olds. A big difference will be that age group will get a smaller dose. They'll get one-third the dose that everybody that is 12 and older has been getting. And the reason for that is when they did the studies, the immune response of giving one-third the dose for age 5 to 11 produce the same antibody levels as giving the larger dose to the older population.
I want to ask you, Dr. Bauer, the state's numbers continue to trend in the right direction. So do the cities, by the way. Now the governor is saying, you know what, that indoor mask mandate, we might be loosening up the restrictions on that in time for the holidays. I want to ask you what your observations are about the mask mandate and if you think that's the right way to go right now. What do you think?
I think the key word on there is might. I think they want to release the mandate as soon as they feel that it's really safe to do so while minimizing the risk of having a bump with the upcoming holidays. We know that people are going to be gathering together for Thanksgiving and then the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays, and that could pose some increased risk for seeing a bump again, especially in the unvaccinated. So I think they're going to continue looking at the daily levels, the positivity rate, the total numbers, while making a very careful decision. Unfortunately, if you look to the north, Minnesota is experiencing kind of similar to what we did over the summer with a very large increase. And there's also increasing numbers in Michigan as well. And since these are pretty much bordering states and not all that far away, people can't let their guard down. So hopefully here in the city, in the state of Illinois, we will continue seeing lower and lower numbers. We'll continue getting more and more vaccines in people's arms, especially those that are not vaccinated. That's what it's going to take to drive the numbers down and hopefully be able to safely take away the indoor mask mandate, especially for those that are fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. I know the city cannot even lift its indoor mask mandate, no matter what the numbers, until the governor decides to do that. They don't want to run afoul of the governor's orders there. So it's really up to Governor Pritzker. And I know he has to look at the whole state and all of the data before he makes that determination. I think he just said before the holidays, there may be some sort of thing. So we'll see. That's interesting to get your perspective on that. Dr. Bauer, one thing I did see, and I want to ask you about this, is a story's out today about the unvaccinated people should expect to catch COVID-19 every 16 months. I don't know what to make of that. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that study either. I think we need to see a little bit more data. Remember, COVID is a respiratory illness. We catch colds more frequently. We catch other similar respiratory viruses more than once. You can get the flu. You can get parainfluenza. This is a respiratory coronavirus. What we do know, and data has shown, that if you are unvaccinated, you are 2.5 to 3 times more likely to get a second COVID infection than having a breakthrough infection in a vaccinated person. The other thing that we don't know is if you get COVID again, let's say it's a year, 16, 18 months later, what we don't know is, are you at increased risk for more severe disease? Because even though your antibody levels may have waned, you still have some memory protection for fighting off the virus once your body has contacted again. So we don't know, does that mean you're going to be at increased risk for a more severe infection or potentially even milder? That's something that's going to ultimately play itself out. But I think it is a great reason, once again, to highlight why you should get vaccinated.
Under a minute left, but I do want to get Steve in here because I think he's got the kind of question a lot of folks might have right now. Steve, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. So my question is, I know a lot of people that got the Moderna had a lot worse side effects than the Pfizer. So my question would be, is if I got the Pfizer, what side effects would I have if I had to get the Moderna?
Very good question, Steve. I think that's actually more anecdotal, what you've heard. When we look at the data and what is published, that really hasn't borne itself out. the side effects really are similar to Pfizer and Moderna. What you have to remember is Moderna is a higher dose in the vaccine, so that may account for a bit of the more side effects that you've heard about. But so far with this mix and match protocol, there has been no real change in the side effect of the third dose given as opposed to dose one or two.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. We got to run, but I hope that answers your question, and I really appreciate your time. Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Bauer, thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Let's get the Hawks a victory tonight.
I would love that. We all would. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Bauer.